This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline made people nervous. Rocky Mountain spotted fever killed three in California. And we usually don't see a lot of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but this happened in Southern California, and a health advisory had been sent from the CDC. Apparently, there were five reported cases, and all of the affected people had recently traveled or had lived in the city of Tecate in Mexico. They said all five of the patients had been in Tecate within 2 weeks of becoming ill. They were diagnosed in Southern California hospitals between July and this month. One patient was an adult. Four were under 18 years of age. Three of the patients lived in the U.S., two were residents of Mexico. Three of the patients died. Now, the disease is endemic in many northern Mexico states that border the U.S. Baja California, Sonora, Chihuahua, Coahuila, Nuevo León. And it is in some parts of southwestern U.S. And Rocky Mountain spotted fever, though, should not be transmitted person to person. Now, we are very nervous about what could be coming over the border that could be spread from person to person. Cholera, TB, COVID, hepatitis. So there are other illnesses. Rocky Mountain spotted fever, I'm not that worried about in terms of person to person. Because you get it after you were bit by a tick. If somebody was bit by a tick, it's unlikely they would then transmit it to somebody else. Apparently, we see about 2,000 cases, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine. And we usually see it during tick season, April to September. But you can get it any time of the year when it's warm. And for a lot of places in the south, especially southwest, Mexico, it's kind of a mild fall and winter. Now, it's called Rocky Mountain spotted fever because it was first recognized in the Rocky Mountain states. But we usually see more of the southeastern, south central U.S., and we also see it in Mexico. So it is a bacteria that you get from the bite of an infected tick. What type of ticks? Apparently it's the American dog tick, the Rocky Mountain wood tick, and the brown dog tick. So you're at risk if you're around these ticks, you get exposed to the bacteria, and you don't know you got it. Now, what are the symptoms? Well, symptoms of Rocky Mountain spotted fever is you might start with this rash. It'll start on the hands, arms, feet, legs. Usually comes about a week after the bite. They could be kind of flat and pink spots. You could later get fever, headache, confusion, decreased appetite, chills, sore throat, stomach ache, body aches. If it does affect the brain, you start getting encephalitis. You could have sensitivity to light, neck pain, nausea, vomiting. And we need to treat it right away. Now, we can do lab testing, and then we would treat you with antibiotics. Interestingly, the antibiotic we give you is doxycycline, same thing we use for Lyme exposure. So complications of this, if it doesn't get treated or found in time, is it could kill you. And it can infect the brain, causing nerve damage. Could affect your hearing, your sight, cause paralysis. You could actually go into septic shock. It could actually cause gangrene of your fingers and toes. Avoiding ticks is the way to prevent this. And, these vector illnesses scare me. I don't get scared a lot. But Zika scared the hell out of me. Zika was weird. Because you might be doing as, you know, you're eating well, you're sleeping well, you're exercising, and then some mosquito lands on you, and you don't know a mosquito lands on you, just like you don't know a tick lands on you, because they inject a little anesthetic, which, by the way, can somebody study? Because that would be a fascinating pain medication. I have never felt a mosquito on me, nor a tick, because they inject, they do a suck-blow mechanism where they blow the anesthetic into you so you don't feel them on you. They feed by sucking out the blood, and then they leave. And then you start to itch, and it's usually a few minutes later. You're like, I didn't even know the mosquito was on me. It's because of a very, very specific anesthetic. We really should capture that. Not sure why that hasn't been done yet. But ticks, they can't get through clothing. Now, mosquitoes might be able to go through your neck hole, you know, your shirt, but use light-colored clothing. This way you could spot the tick. And most ticks don't really want to be seen. So if you're wearing a fluorescent yellow-green, yeah, I the average mosquito or tick might not necessarily. Well, ticks especially. Mosquitoes, long-sleeve shirts, tuck them into pants, socks, closed-toe shoes. If you're wearing pants, tuck them into your socks. I know you think you look like a geek, but this is where ticks will bite. And you got to check for ticks. Ticks like the joints behind the knees, fingers, toes, underarms, the groin, belly button, behind the ears, neck, hairline, top of the head. You can have a tick on your scalp. So when you do tick checks on your kids or grandkids, you really got to kind of, I mean, let them look at the groin, but, you know, look at their scalp and you got to, you know, pressure points where clothing presses tightly on the skin could also be areas. And to remove the tick, it has to be a very swift, you grab it by the body. Don't grab it by the head. You got to grab it by the middle of the body and do a swift up. If you rock it back and forth, you could tear off the abdomen part of it and leave the head and the sucker still in. DEET will repel ticks just like mosquitoes, but it might not be 100% effective. With kids, you got to be careful with the percentage of DEET, so you run it by your healthcare provider. And then you could use clothing, put permethrin on clothing. So you could double do where you have the anti-parasite permethrin on the clothes, and then you have DEET products, and that can also kind of deter some of these. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's not surprising that we're going to see things that we don't commonly see, you know, that could be coming from other countries. But fortunately, Rocky Mountain spotted fever should not be spread person to person. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was driving down the highway, and we have a couple highways near my neck of the woods. We have something called the 215. 215 surrounds the city that I live in. And it's nice. It's funny. I've seen memes. We have a few highways. We have the I-15 that, you know, straddles most of the, or that goes north-south, you know, from Southern California all the way up to, gosh, it takes you all the way up to Montana. We have the 95. We have the 215. And the 215 goes around. And people will speed on it like it's a raceway. It just has these curves to it. And you feel like you're on a racetrack. People are driving like crazy. Then you'll smell marijuana, and you'll see a couple slow cars. It's kind of, you know, we're all cool, man. We'll get there when we'll get there. And you're like, dude, And I smell marijuana a lot on the 215. And that blows my mind because it's not in a dense part of the city I live in. It's out, it's desert. It surrounds the city. So it's in the more suburbish part. And that is testament to people actually smoking or stinking it up in their cars. And then it being at a concentration high enough where despite the winds, the 65-mile-an-hour driving, and all the other forces that you would think a desert wind and a desert climate would have, the fact that I could smell it in my car and my front seat, it's pretty strong and it's pretty potent. But, you know, I was driving behind a Rivian today. I haven't seen one of those close up. Ooh, they're nice. Rivian is, I think, the $100,000 electric vehicle. It was nice, but I didn't, I mean, I like the $100,000 Lamborghinis. I mean, I couldn't afford either, obviously, but what is the Rivian cost? Hold on a second. I just want to get this right. Okay, no, okay, oh, the, actually, interesting, the stock is down today. Stock is about $1,894. Okay, well, let me, if I look up Rivian, I just want to look up the cost, because I got to tell you, if it really is about $100,000, that's, to me, it's beautiful, but I guess I'd rather have a souped-up truck, or I'd rather have a, yeah, I don't think we're getting any, yeah. They're saying starting at $75,000. It's about $100,000, let me tell you right now. And I'm looking at it, it's beautiful, but it's not as sexy as other cars. And but the feeling I got when I was driving behind that was it's vulnerable. It's vulnerable in terms of the needing electricity. And I told you my criticism about this big push to go electric is that we are making ourselves more dependent on a grid and on a weak infrastructure that we already have. And many of us live in areas where there's always power outages. And I just don't think we should be doing anything to make us more vulnerable. Now, mind you, if we are going into World War III and we're going to be at war with the Middle East, we will be vulnerable from a fuel standpoint. But, you know, I'm still looking at these cars and I'm looking at, you know, you see some Teslas that come from the fancier neighborhoods because you see them coming from the on-ramp in the morning and you know where the fancy neighborhoods are. But no, most people still have fuel cars and most of us can't afford to give up our car. But even if cost is prohibitive, you know, get this. We're hearing that Chinese-affiliated hacking groups have infiltrated oil, gas pipelines, water utilities. Now, I remember there was a water utility, I think it was it Tennessee? One of the states of the East where there was a hack, and I don't know if they were Chinese hackers or who, but somebody was playing with the sodium hydroxide of the water system to this town, and luckily a person caught it and was able to shut off the water supply before the hacker could do that. But we're very vulnerable now in that we're having computers manage everything. And we're being told that Chinese hackers have positioned themselves inside critical U.S. infrastructure and can attack our grid, our oil, our pipeline. Daily Mail is reporting that Beijing's military have burrowed into more than 20 major suppliers in the last year alone, including a water utility in Hawaii, a major West Coast port, and an oil and gas pipeline. They have bypassed elaborate cybersecurity systems by intercepting passwords and logins unguarded by junior employees. Hence, China is, quote, sitting on a stockpile of strategic vulnerabilities. Codenamed Volt Typhoon. The project has coincided with growing tension over Taiwan, and we may be going to war with China as we align and continue our commitment to our allies in Taiwan. And if China, you know, people say, why hasn't China done anything yet? Well, it sounds like they're infiltrating. I can't say that for sure, and I am no cybersecurity expert. That's why we had Dave Rounds on last week. But I think anybody with half a brain knows that our enemy can be sneaking in, positioning themselves, and then when they feel ready, they do it. See, it's fascinating. You know, when you see what is going on with Israeli military bases being attacked, you know, you look at, you know, these Iran-backed groups or these other militant groups, and they go and they do their attack, and then you're like, why are you messing with the sleeping giant? Not very coordinated. They do these stupid attacks. September 11th was coordinated. That was some scary, scary stuff. And the fact that they could do that for as long as they did. The Hamas attack on Israel was coordinated. Still, they're idiots because Israel is a much stronger force. But China is not going to make the mistake of, you know what, we're going to just cut the power to this one city or this one rural suburb. If they're going to do it, or if anybody, Russia, whoever, they're going to hit us hard in multiple places. They say the hackers will cover their traces by using unsuspicious devices such as home or office routers. And as our cyber expert, who we spoke to last week from NetEffect, Dave Rounds, had said, you know, and well, I had asked him, I go, you know, are they hitting the employees, you know, that are not obviously the suits? And they are. They're using the entry, the rookie employees, and they are relying on some of their cybersecurity naivety to enter access. And if they are pervading our infrastructure, and here we are, putting more reliance on our grid. Now, should we have redundancy? Should we have separate grids? Should we have multiple grids? Should we say, look, for those of you that want electric cars, okay, separate system. This way, if things go bad, right, we still have, because unfortunately, you know, you get a population that wants to flee or wants to go anywhere, and they don't feel they have the range. We're going to later have to do something. If honestly, we're going to be that electric, which I think is, but you know, we're going to have, I don't know, portable batteries, or you know how we have portable chargers for our phones? We're going to have to come up with something. But, you know, I think we are putting too much dependency and not, you know, necessarily making sure that we have our, I don't know, you know, have backup plans. And I just don't like where we're moving. Everything is computerized. Look at our medical tech. It's all on computers. You can't get a medication. You can't do a procedure. You can't order a test without your computer. When students were calling me up after there was this big hack to one of our hospital systems saying, I can't even order a CT. I go, what are you talking about? I used to go downstairs. You go downstairs to the radiologists. They usually put radiologists downstairs because they don't need windows, because the room has to be dark for them to look at the films. So most radiologists are downstairs. I go downstairs and order the CAT scan. You know, you write it on a piece of paper and later you'll enter it. Nope, can't do it. It all has to be on computers these days. So patients, when these hospitals are hacked, have to be diverted. We really can't take care of patients because a computer system is hacked? Screw the computer. Go back to basic medicine. But the way we have everything now and lawsuits, I mean, imagine if the power, the power's going, but the computers are down, and you have a patient with appendicitis, which, by the way, you could diagnose without a CAT scan. We used to diagnose things without scans before. And a surgeon goes, let's take out the appendix, and they take out the appendix. Somebody could sue, say, oh, you did it, confirm with a CAT scan. We're so dependent that we won't even take care of you if we don't have a computer. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The president and CEO of Save the Children says it's impossible for her staff in Gaza to work in a safe and quality way. Yonti Sirripto said on CBS's Face the Nation that humanitarian organizations cannot safely deliver aid because of the attacks and shelling. A pair of high-speed rail projects in Nevada and California getting encouragement from Washington. The Biden administration pledging more than $6 billion in federal funding for high-speed rail. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley continues to stand up for women's sports as she goes through Iowa.
Strong women become strong leaders. None of that happens if you had biological boys playing in women's sports.
Texas State Senator John Whitmire has defeated Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee to win the election as the new mayor of Houston. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tune in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia. Still not used to saying X. I know I have to, but yeah. And then, of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Okay, so with the holidays, let's switch gears from health for a second here. As you know, I love the holidays. I love it so much. But people are noticing that the holidays have taken a different turn. Hanukkah, Christmas. And many people have been criticizing how commercialized holidays are, such as, you know, these holiday movies, the sales, the Black Friday specials, which are actually prices are even higher when you buy presents now than in the summer. And so the question is has Christmas, Hanukkah, have the holidays gotten too commercialized? Is that a good or bad thing? Now, for me, you know, I just want to feel good. So when I see a Christmas tree, When I see lights and Hanukkah decorations and presents, I smile. So for me, I like that. But let's look at the kids' situation. You know, we spoke about Hanukkah, and we spoke about Hanukkah was, you know, the Hebrews, you know, defeat of the Greeks who were preventing them from worshiping how they want to worship and, you know, doing bad things to them when they wanted to, you know, and again, we're big fans of Greeks now, but back then you had to worship Greek gods. If not, you'd be killed. And so when the Maccabees came together, the Jewish priests came together, overcame, and the Maccabees fought back and built an army, and we were able to then rededicate the temple, and there was only a little bit of oil that only would have lasted one day, and instead the oil lasted 8 days. It was a miracle, and means God was there, you know, helping us, smiling upon us. You know, it's a solemn story. It's not really about, you know, all the, you know, presents and the, you know, Hanukkah Harry and all the other stuff that people like to do. But I don't mind from a child perspective, because, you know, kids, I mean, how many stories of Jews being oppressed, you know, and anti-Semitism and, you know, Jews being killed? I mean, it just, after a while, you know, you're like, it's another story about Jews being killed. So, you know, for sometimes to draw kids into the holiday of it and the religious aspect of it, sometimes you engage them by the lights and the colors and the same thing with Christmas. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. Now, it's a big day, very solemn, probably one of the most religious holidays there is. But, yeah, we have Santa Claus. We got Frosty the Snowman. We got Rudolph. And for me, I've always thought that to be fantastic because, it engages people to hear the story of Christmas, to hear the history. And so, you know, but I do understand that we do take things away. You know, one pet peeve I have is when it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you see all these retailers try to sell pink stuff. And they're making, and I know they say, oh, we're donating proceeds. And that's nice if you're donating proceeds, but I think some of them aren't. And you have pink heels, and you have pink shoes, and you have pink bandanas, and pink this, and pink that. And it starts to take away from the message. You know, I mean, if the money is really going to research and all that, that's fantastic. But if people are just wearing pink, going, look at me, I'm wearing pink, you know, so I'm showing support of breast cancer. Yeah, that's nice, but I think there's bigger and better things you could do. You know, and so, you know, you do start to lose a little of the meaning. Does the average child understand the meaning of Christmas and the meaning of Hanukkah? Depends on their age. I think they can. I think it's important for kids to know history and to understand, you know, religious stories and religious bases, and, you know, because we take in high school world religions, which I think is fantastic, to learn about Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, the religions, it's Islam. You need to understand what other people believe and where it's coming from. But, you know, it is. It's a holiday where you look, and when you start to see Christmas sales and you start to see things sold in October for Christmas, it does draw some criticism because you know that store is trying to attract retail, is needing money. Now, this year, pretty tricky. You know, in terms of recession, in terms of things being costly, and as we spoke about Black Friday, one of the meanings of Black Friday, even though its original meaning was a stock market crash back in the 1800s when two people tried to corner the market mess with the treasury and the value of that. We talked about that in the past, but one reason why it's called Black Friday is it's when stores who have been struggling in the red will finally go into the black because they are able to sell. And I don't blame stores for taking advantage of this time of year. You know, you decorate, you attract people to come into your store, you have some sales. I get it. You know, people need to, you know, survive. And this economy is horrible. It really is. And things are expensive, and staff is expensive, and healthcare is expensive, and taxes are up, rent is up. So, yeah, You know, this might be the last chance. Stores may be closing in January, and this may be their last breath of life before they close down. And I drive by, I live in an area where there's a lot of shopping centers and commercial real estate, empty, for lease, empty. And so, you know, I get, if you have an opportunity, to make money and have Christmas sales or Black Friday sales or whatever, I get that. But I don't want the messaging to be obscured. I think Frosty the Snowman is a beautiful story. I think playing dreidel, and the reason why we play dreidel at Hanukkah is to remind kids of how Jews had to hide their learning and their reading of the Bible, the Torah, when they were oppressed. So they would do it through games. And there was ways where they could then very covertly study their religion, through games. That's why we play dreidel. But people forget that. It's about the chocolate. It's about the food. It's about it. And even though in Hanukkah, the foods do, the oil, we eat a lot of oily foods, like the latkes, the sufganiyot, things like that, too. To remember the oil miracle. If the history is, with it, I think that's important. Just like with Christmas. But I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love the lights. I love this time of year. People always ask about Santa. When should kids be told if Santa was real or not? It's really dependent on the parent. But to me, Santa is real. You're not lying about Santa. Because when I see Santa, to me, it inspires love. It inspires, cheer. It inspires hope. Telling Santa what you want and, for Christmas, and you might get that for Christmas, that happens. You could say it might not always happen. We don't always get what we want. But knowing that there's a happy figure who, represents love, joy, peace. Santa has no enemies. I know in these movies there are enemies of Santa, but for the most part, Santa has no enemies. You don't really have many figures that nobody hates Santa. Right? He's Santa. Now, let that exist. Let that be there. You can explain to kids that, if you don't have a fireplace, there might have to be an alternative way for the presents to get there. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I think kids need to understand that Santa represents Christmas, and even if he's, maybe not in the physical sense that most people expect, the concept of Santa is very real, just like the concept of miracles and Hanukkah. Some people don't believe the Hanukkah story. They go, there's no way, because I've had an iPhone on low battery. There's no way that charge would last 8 days. There's no miracle that I've seen, and I begged for a miracle with my iPhone. Even if people don't believe that, there are miracles that happen, and you're allowed to believe that. So, I say enjoy it any way you want to, but try to still remember the history and the solemnness that go with these holidays. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we do New Year's resolutions and try to lose weight, why not start now? Some of the things we do during the holidays is really, really bad for our weight. If you're Jewish and eating latkes, sufganiyot, which are the jelly donuts and all the yummy goodies, you're going to probably pack on some pounds. If you're eating Christmas cookies and eggnog and gingerbread houses, you're going to get some calories. But one thing we're all doing, doesn't matter what religion we are or what we believe, is, well, not all of us, some aren't, right? Most people who are LDS might not be drinking alcohol. But alcohol is a biggie. And a lot of our calories are coming from alcohol. And I saw a Facebook post the other day of somebody who was down 50 pounds because he said he stopped all alcohol. And he lost 50 pounds in a year. Now, how caloric is alcohol? Pretty caloric. Let's say you have a gin and tonic. Remember there was a study saying gin could actually help your metabolism? The problem is the average drink with tonic, has about 124 calories, I think, per ounce. I have to double check. And so your tonic has calories. So if it's, I guess, a gin and diet tonic, it might be lower in calories. But gin has 97 calories, 80 proof, per 1.5 ounces. Now that's about a shot. That's not, you know, low cal. Rum as well, about 97 calories. Vodka, about 97 calories. Whiskey, about 97 calories. This is distilled alcohol by Medline Plus. Beer, one beer is about 103 calories, 12 ounces. That's light beer. Regular beer, about 153 calories. So when you have a light beer, you're still taking in calories. Now, many of us like mixed drinks. Well, if you do that, you're really adding the calories. A Bloody Mary, easily 120 calories. A chocolate martini, 418 calories. A Cosmo, 146 calories. And that's just 2.75 ounces. Daiquiris, they say if 2.7 ounces is about 137 calories, if you add the whipped cream, the maraschino cherry, trust me, it's going to be higher. Mai Tais are 300 calories. Margaritas, a 4-ounce margarita, 168 calories. Rum and Coke, 185 calories. A pina colada, 526 calories. White Russian, made with whole milk, 8 ounces is 568 calories. Wine. Wine is caloric. White wine is less caloric than red wine, but still, there's sugar in them. And so if you want to lose weight, cut back on the drinking. And I know that's not easy, especially for people who are dependent on alcohol. You stopping drinking right away, you could seize and die. If you are a very, very heavy drinker, we never recommend you just quit cold turkey because you could go into DTs, delirium tremens, have hallucinations, seize. In fact, when I was in training, we would give people alcohol through the IV. They would get IV alcohol when they would go through their hallucinations and their seizures. And it was crazy. In fact, we used to give, not in the 90s, but even way before my time, preterm labor. They would get alcohol to stop the preterm labor. Crazy stuff, how alcohol was used medicinally. But if you are I have wine with dinner, and I like to go out and have a couple cocktails, and then the games. So I always go, we always have beers, and we watch Monday and Thursday night football and Sunday football. Cut that back. Cut it back. You'll save on calories. Now, fascinatingly, although logical, Ozempic and these weight loss medications are finding they could curb alcohol abuse. Why? Well, because it stops your cravings. I don't like to drink alcohol because it makes me hungry. If I drink any alcohol, I then get hungrier. And I think it's because of the sugar. And it wakes up the insulin, and the insulin's like, feed me, I'm here, I need to be doing my job, where's more sugar? So I get hungry if I drink, so I don't like to drink. But the semaglutide treatments like Ozempic and Wegovy that we are using, or Zepbound, although we don't have a lot of studies with Zepbound, but Zepbound is the weight loss brand for Mounjaro. We use a Mounjaro and Ozempic for diabetes. Wegovy is the weight loss brand for Ozempic. And they found that people taking it were drinking less. Well, yeah. This was a collaborative study from the University of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State University, and they found a significant and noteworthy both U of A and or OU and OSU, and they found a significant and noteworthy decrease in the alcohol use disorders identification test scores of 6 patients who were receiving semaglutide treatment for weight loss, the audit scores. Lead author, Dr. Jesse Richards, Director of Obesity Medicine and Assistant Professor of Medicine at the OUTU School of Community Medicine, said the study was inspired by his pharmacology and physiology colleague, Dr. Kyle Simmons, and they found that many individuals were drinking less when they were on Ozempic. And we've seen that. because you're craving less food, you're craving less sugar, you're also not going out. Because if you don't want to eat, and you don't want to, you're probably staying in and maybe cooking something or having a small salad. And so it was interesting to see that, yeah, they did study this, and people who drank large amounts of alcohol were now almost turned off by alcohol. And it could be a great way and another tool. You know, we have other medicines that we use that can make you, like antabuse, make you so nauseated when you drink alcohol that you're vomiting. It's just, unfortunately, people will then say, well, just don't give it to me because I don't want to get sick. But, you know, for those people who are really wanting to try, this could help. Again, the only thing I want to caution people on is how quickly do those cravings come back when you stop the medication? Now, the GLP-1 agonist can modify dopamine. And we've written a book, Deploying Dopamine, if you want to check it out. It's on my website at drdahlia.com or on Amazon. But the GLP-1s that help decrease your appetite also modify dopamine. So it decreases the cravings. And this is something that we've always wanted when it comes to weight loss, because we use tobacco to decrease our cravings. And then when tobacco was so bad for us and we got off tobacco, we have this big obesity epidemic now because people have cravings when they're nervous. When I'm nervous, I eat. I wish I was somebody when I was nervous, I didn't eat. But when I'm nervous, I'll notice I eat a sandwich thinking about what's going on and what I need to do next. Like with the UNLV shooting. I ate my lunch without even realizing it. Why was I eating? Because I was just, you know, it was a very stressful day. Still stressful. So if we do decide that we're going to be using these medications to get people off cravings, their food addiction, their alcohol addiction, we are seeing when people aren't on the medications, they bounce back. And so you have to have plan B. And sadly, this is what we're seeing now. Individuals aren't going to be able to have the coverage in January for their weight loss medications. And are they going to rebound? When you're taking a weekly injection to keep your appetite down, which a lot of stars are doing, if your insurance doesn't cover it, you're not a celebrity that can then shell out the grand a month. Or if you're having side effects to it. So I think it's fantastic. It's just I don't want us to get too excited, because I don't know how long somebody could stay on it. Most of the studies are about a year, year and a half. We don't know how long you could be on the medication. There's also medication shortages. So even if you do like it, what if in January there's so many people with the New Year's resolution of losing weight that they just can't get the medication? So it's something to think about. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.